Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and Spads Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
We'll make back to school super easy as A, B, C at Republic. Brand new supplies, you got this right before your eyes. You got this, so you need it so much more. It's at Republic.
Getting back to school is easy as ABC at Republic. A, apply online. B, bring your needs to us. C, get the cash you need plus prizes and more. Come talk to us at
Republic Bank. We're the one for you.
Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. A chance to win big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by 2, by 3, even 5, or get a free play. Pick 2 with Multi-X. Pick 2 numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on Pick 2 and Multi-X. Pick 2 with Multi-X. Pick 2 in the afternoon. Pick 2 in the evening. Pick 2 with Multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Dion lamented the fact that she could not find employment but was scared to be a sex worker again because of a bad experience. Robin suggested she visit a civil society organization that works with transgenders. Anil, Mala and Frederick questioned Kimal about taking drugs and he got angry and suggested they ask Kavita if she ever had an abortion, which shocked them. Right now we join Maria and Skeeter in Mabaruma.
Maria?
Yes, mommy.
I could come in?
What do you want?
Is Crya crying?
No, mommy.
I'm coming in. Why are you crying? Come. It's okay.
I'm sorry, mommy.
Maria, you're wasting away. You really got to start eating. You got to think about the baby.
But I didn't want no baby at this age, mommy.
Well, it done happen and we have to deal with it.
I didn't mean to do this to you. I know you're disappointed in me.
We all make mistakes in this life. Yes, I hope that you would finish school first and maybe till after you get married to get pregnant. Maria, you are not the first teenager to get pregnant.
Yeah, but I never wanted this.
You had sex, and this is one of the results of sexual activity. Okay, don't cry. I will support you no matter what.
But mommy, how I will look after a baby and do all the things I want to do with my life? I want to go to teacher's training college when I finish school. How will I be a teacher and still look after a baby?
You are going to do everything you plan to do. If I have to look after baby while you go to college, it will not be a problem.
But it should have never happened.
Well, like I said, this is one of the consequences of having sex. What is the boy saying about your pregnancy?
I don't want to talk about that.
Is he going to do anything for you?
Please, mommy. I don't want to talk about it.
Okay. Well, my main concern right now is to get you to eat. Nurse said pregnant women are one of the most at-risk groups with nutrition deficiency issues.
I just don't feel like eating.
But Maria, this is not only for you right now. This is for your baby too. You have to eat and be strong to make the baby.
But I don't want a baby.
No, don't say that.
The celebration of Cameroon
Indian
Heritage
Month.
Hello?
Hi, Unique.
Oh. Hi, Ms. Vasquez.
How are you?
Here, trying.
I just thought I would check up on you because we missed you at a few of the support meetings.
Yeah, I just been home.
Is everything okay?
Well, up and down.
You care to share?
I'll be okay, ma'am.
Everybody has been asking for you. We know you don't normally miss support group meetings.
My life, everything been just turned upside down lately. I just trying to catch back my bearings.
Anything the group can help with?
I guess.
Okay.
Ms. Vasquez, the person who raped me and infected me with HIV when I was just a teenager is out of prison.
Goodness.
Yes, he finished serving his time and he's out. Big as I am, I didn't expect that it would affect me like this.
Unique, I understand. It was traumatic and life-changing for you. And whatever you are feeling when it comes to this person is valid.
Yeah.
So, how are you feeling exactly?
Angry, depressed, scared.
Okay.
I know he can't ever hurt me again, but...
That's right.
But still, sometimes I feel like I'm 14 all over again. Ms. Vasquez, if I tell you about the number of nightmares I've had since I learned this man has been out of prison, you won't believe me?
I understand you, Nick. It means that somewhere inside, you are still that hurt and traumatized little girl.
I am.
Now more than ever, you need the support of your peers and your loved ones.
I know I should be at support group, but it's just so hard to get up and go anywhere. I really don't want to see that man.
I understand.
Mommy, I wish I could wake up tomorrow and not be pregnant.
Please don't wish those things on yourself, Maria. It has already happened and children are a beautiful blessing.
Right.
So, you have to start eating and taking your prenatal vitamins.
Okay, I will try.
Can I bring you something to eat? I made some lovely porridge and I cut up some watermelon.
Just a little bit.
I put some peanuts in the porridge. I'm doing everything to make sure we all get the proper nutrition and get enough fruits, grains, vegetables and legumes.
If you fry up the greens with oil and maybe some of the margarine, I will try and eat them.
Fry up the greens with plenty oil and margarine? That will probably kill all the nutrients.
But I don't like it steam or raw. I just don't like the taste.
All right. I will find a way to nice up the greens for you. But I can't fry it in plenty oil. I don't think that is healthy.
Okay.
I will bring the porridge and watermelon for you. And we have to go to the clinic to make sure that everything is okay with the baby. I know the nurse will say you need to start eating to gain some weight.
Ida.
With Maria, Ralph.
Oh, y'all in here?
I was just about to get her some porridge and fruit.
So she finally decided she's gonna eat?
Yes.
I must say, as a father to you, Maria, I am really disappointed you did this.
We already talked about that, Ralph.
No, Skeeter. I am disappointed. When people find out that she is pregnant at this age, it could be embarrassing for us.
Maria is not the first or the last, and I don't care what people have to say.
They will say that as a father, I should have made sure this didn't happen. I want you to tell whoever the guy is that he has me to deal with. And he better step up and support you and this child.
I'm sorry for becoming pregnant.
You better be. A nice young girl like you go and do nonsense.
Can I be excused? I need to go to the toilet.
Go.
Excuse me.
This is total nonsense we have going on with this girl.
Ralph, we have to be careful how we speak to Maria.
For what? Nobody told her to get pregnant. This is her fault.
Yes, but it has already happened. Quarreling with her won't help anything. She already doesn't want to eat. And I don't want you talking to her like that to make things worse.
So, I mustn't say anything to your daughter? Although y'all are living with me and I am providing?
Look, I am not saying that. but just be careful how you talk to her. Our main focus right now should be to make sure she gets the proper nutrients she needs for her and this baby. Promise me you will be gentle with her and help me.
You know I will do anything for you and her. It's not a problem. But that does not hide the fact that I'm disappointed.
Ms. Vasquez, I think I just need a little time to really sort out my thoughts and deal with what I'm going through.
But you don't have to do it alone, Unique.
I know. I have my husband, Granny D, and my good friend Divine. They've been there for me, but sometimes I find myself wanting to push them away. Sometimes I just want to be alone.
I know sometimes we all need that alone time. But we must make sure it's not at the expense of our mental health.
Yeah.
Have you had any harmful thoughts?
Like harming myself?
Yes.
No, I haven't. It's just the depressed feeling I'm dealing with.
Unique, I am encouraging you today. You have come so far from the time you were a teenager to being a beautiful woman who has survived and who has everything to live for.
Yes.
Being HIV positive didn't stop you. Yes, it changed your life, but look at you. Strong, beautiful, a husband who loves and adores you, family and friends who also love and support you. We at the support group will always support you. You are safe, Unique. You have a village around you.
Thanks, Ms. Vasquez. I needed to hear that today.
Listen, you've got to go through this process of healing. Whichever way works for you, just know you don't have to do it alone.
I know.
You are a remarkable person, Unique. Your story has already inspired so many, and I'm sure it will inspire many others.
Thank you for saying that.
You're welcome. Are you okay?
I've got a little cough, but it's nothing to worry about.
Still taking your medication every day?
Yes. I admit some days I don't feel like it, but I know how detrimental it could be to my health if I stop taking my meds.
Yes, you've got to think about your risk for TB and all that.
I know.
And we've got to make sure your mental health is in check too. Listen, if you want, I can call you every day until you return to the support group.
You know what? I wouldn't mind that at all.
Good.
I'll come back to the support group soon. Just need to get myself together.
I'm happy to hear that, and I look forward to seeing you soon.
Thank you, Ms. Vasquez.
Okay, enjoy the rest of the day, Unique.
You too.
Bye.
Bye. I am strong, I am beautiful, I'm a survivor. I will not let Usher have any power over my life.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Today's episode came to you in collaboration with the Ministry of Agriculture, the Food Policy Division, Ministry of Health, and the National Tushau Council under the iPad-funded HESAT project.
There we go till we, yeah, we go till we, from region 1 to region 10, the whole country. There we go till we, yeah, we go till we, all ethnicity and everyone in the country. We counting, say it's all about accountability, and everyone has a responsibility. Count your relatives, count your friends and family. She counting you, and we counting we. If we don't count, numbers won't make up. And it's all about the 22 census. If we don't count, numbers won't make up. And it's all about the census.
Yeah, we counting we. Yeah, we counting we. From region 1 to region 10, the whole country. Say we counting we. Yeah, we counting we. All ethnicity and everyone in the country. We counting.
Census Day in Guyana is September 15. We counting we.